Hey, man. I just talked to the instructor on the phone. He says the plan is canceled. Yeah, I know. It's such a shame. Good thing they're giving us the money back, though. But, yeah. We'll have to go skiing next vacation, I guess. He said the blizzard is not stopping anytime soon. I don't know. I don't think the front office lady will let us leave the hotel. Apparently, it's very dangerous outside right now. Well, don't get upset like that. I can't control the weather. I guess we'll have to stay in for today. Hopefully tomorrow it gets better. Man, this vacation sucks. I can't even scroll on Twitter. Nothing's loading. Is it loading for you? What are we supposed to do now? This is so depressing. We didn't even bring books or anything else. What? Play a game with you? Well, what kind of game? I just told you the phones aren't working and I don't even like mobile games anyways. And don't even think about board games. We always get so passionate and annoying when we play. It's not even fun, man. Wait. Is that an empty bottle? Last time we played Truth or Dare, I ended up laying face down on the floor with a sore throat and no memory of the night before. I'm not interested in repeating the experience, so just figure out something else. Nope. Puppy dog eyes won't convince me of anything. Not this time. You're just going to have to amuse yourself. Or choose another game. Okay, sure. Look, if we set up some rules first, then I might be interested. Well, first of all, no alcohol dares. I don't want a dare that's like chug three beers or anything involving vodka. Well, call me boring all you like, but I am actually intending on remembering tonight rather than blacking it all out in my memory. I don't know about you, but I prefer knowing what I did quite a lot over not remembering what I did. Also, second rule, no stripping dares. We're staying in our clothes. The both of us. Spoilsport? What do you mean? Was your plan to... Wait, don't tell me. Just... Nothing involving taking off clothes. And, in fact, how about no dares that can be done right here, right now? Let's say that all the requirements have to be in our room. I'm not prancing around the hotel looking for anything, okay? If the requirements aren't here, the dare can be changed to something else. Well, I don't know, but if you like ask me to make a pillow fort and we only have two pillows, then I'm not going around the hotel stealing pillows. And I'm not saying I lose just because we don't have something needed for the dare, you know? I think that's about it. Well, no. I haven't made any rules about truth. Simple thing about that. A truth can't ruin your life or evening. Well, at worst you lose, and at best you just give the truth. If it's something that would ruin your life, just lose the game. I am very practical, yes. Much more practical than you with your where are the cups while holding a cup in your hand thought processes. Honestly, the fact that you even got accepted for our university baffles me sometimes. I'm joking. I'm not mean, come on. Anyways, go ahead and spin the bottle already. Weren't you bored? Wait, you're doing it here? What? Oh, your turn? You're playing this unfair, I see. Trying to shut me up with a bottle spin? Very well. Go ahead. Ask. Truth. Yeah, I have cheated on exam before. Well, how is a second question? Well, you should have known from the beginning. Playing fair with me is the only way to play. Cheaters can be really, really amped up. Because, how much I love to beat cheaters by just playing the game very well. Come on then, spin it again. Test your luck. We'll see who gets to refuse first. We're starting easy, right? No big questions or dares in the first few rounds? Just checking. Anyways, truth or dare? Truth it is. You told me you were going to a party with your friends this weekend, but then you decided to come here with me last minute. I wanna know what changed. Not in the mood to party? Right. So, I'm guessing you were looking for a chill plan with me? Cool. That was two questions you just answered, by the way. Well, I'm not forcing you to do anything. You voluntarily answered that one. Anyway, spin it again. Oh. Truth or dare? Alright then. I dare you to go to the mini fridge and get me something to drink. Look, I'm thirsty and you agreed to start simple, so unless you find it hugely insulting enough to lose. Water or cola, please? See? That wasn't too hard. Spin again. Truth. Nowhere do we agree that you had to alternate what you choose. In fact, doesn't that invalidate the whole game? I don't know, like, the game is called Truth or Dare, not Truth Then Dare, right? I don't think all that much has changed, so truth. Hit me. Not physically, idiot. Ask me something. Yeah. I do have more cousins than you have met. But I won't tell you more about them until it's your turn again. I'll spin this time. And that's how my friends gave me the nickname Red Shower. And none of that was exaggerated. All of that actually happened. You should be glad that I gave you the short version. I could have gone into much more excruciating detail. And none of it would have made me look any better. Oh, yeah, I have a good memory. Especially when it comes down to embarrassing things. For some reason. Anyways. We're spinning. We're like 40 minutes in, and we don't have a winner yet. It's a two-player game. How hard can it be to ask something I don't want to answer or do? Hit me with a harder question, come on. Truth. A crush? God. You really went there, huh? Well, I already told you I hate cheaters, so I'm not gonna start cheating at the game now. As much as I want to. Yeah, I do have a crush on someone. No, that'd be a different question. Next turn, maybe. If I let you. How about you? Do you have a crush? Good to know. Very good to know. Let's see. Oh, well, we're going to do it, Adara. I know what you're gonna ask if I say truth. I'm not interested in losing just yet, so come on. Hit me with it. What are you gonna dare me to do? Huh? Call him? You mean my crush? Well, I mean, sure, I can try. I don't know if the connection will be too good though, with the blizzard and all. Maybe it's best if I do something else. Try it anyways. Well, sure, yeah. Let me get my phone. Okay, here I go. Hello? Hey, it's me. I'm calling because of a dare. I was dared to call my crush, so I did. I've had a crush on you for a while now, but you're also my best friend from as long as I can remember. And I would never do anything to ruin what we have. I guess I already have, but I had to do this. You dared me to. What? Of course I'm not joking, you idiot. So, does that mean that I was your crush too? Of course. Why didn't you tell me? Same reason as me? I see. Well, now the secrets are out, so no need to tiptoe around anymore. The game? What about the game? I think we can agree that I won from agreeing to that round alone, right? What do you mean, no? You're not gonna give me the win? You're so annoying, bro. Even after all that, you're still so competitive. Okay, then. I dare you to give me some fun tonight. And if you succeed, then the game is all yours. Okay. Get on to bed, then. Much better. I've been waiting for this for far too long. You have no idea how bad I needed this. You too? Then do a good job, okay? Show me how much you want this. Let me get on top of you, babe. I can already feel it so excited. You're so easy. Come on, take my clothes off. I know you're dying to do it. Good job. Now, be a good boy and give me what I want, okay? Give me a good time. That feels good. Don't move, babe. Let me ride you like this. Yeah, do you like it? I can tell. Good boy. stare at me like that? Tell me how much you want this. Uh-huh. Tell me how good this feels. Very fucking good. Mm-hmm. You're all mine now. Tell me that you're mine. Exactly. You're all mine now, and nobody else can make you feel this good. Good boy. You're such a good boy for me. Yeah, don't stop. Keep going like that. Keep going. Fuck, good boy.